life, fashion, and pop culture. I'm Heather Hopkins, and I'm the host of Tea Talks. Okay, everyone. So I have Drew Patrick in the house. He's a singer. He's fab. Hello. He's a social media king.
Oh. Yeah.
But a beautiful one, yes. Like, you're like, we're going to talk about that stuff, okay? It'll be fun. It'll be like a therapeutic session between us both.
Session.
Yeah, like, it'll be like a motivational podcast for everyone. Drew, you identify as a pansexual.
As a pansexual.
Sorry, sometimes I'm going to go crazy. Why does this keep happening to me? Okay. Anyways.
I just heard the feedback come back again.
You heard it again? We're just going to keep waking everyone up.
Oh my God, that's not going to make a fun interview, Heather.
We'll cut out. Maybe I'll cut out parts. Maybe I'll leave some parts just to like keep everyone awake.
Goodness
gracious. What if they haven't had their coffee in the morning? It'll be like a podcast coffee.
I don't think that's how that works.
No? It works for me. If I hear a loud noise, I'm like, I'm awake.
What if somebody listens to this in their car? It's like, they're like driving.
It's good. Yeah, and then I like cause an accident. I don't know. Wait, don't do that, guys. Please don't do that. No, we don't want that.
That would be your fault.
Yeah, no. We don't want that. Yeah, definitely not. Anyways, so you identify as a pansexual. First of all, tell everyone what that is in case they don't
know. I identify as pansexual, and what that means is that I basically do not have a preference as to what I like sexually or in general. Like, I don't care if you're a guy, yeah. You're a guy, cool. If I like a girl, then I like a girl, great. If I like somebody who's transgender, then
whatever. You're open-minded,
like,
whatever.
It's more like if I fall in love with your soul, then I fall in love with your soul.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
Thanks.
I like that. So basically, you're like the... See, we've been hearing from guys and girls, and now we're hearing from, like, someone who's dated them all.
I've dated them all.
So, like, it's like you're, like, the genius of, oh, you're, like, the buildup. Like,
I wish I were a genius at dating. That would make my love life so much more easy.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, I feel like you have to have some kind of special power if you can, like, deal with girls and guys.
You're not wrong.
You know?
Yeah. Totes.
So, we're gonna get into that.
Great, let's do it.
Are you cool with that?
I'm down with diving deep.
Dabbing deep, okay, so, first though, I want to talk about something. I want to talk about, you've kind of had, like, lately, like, a reset on social media / life / like a whole new outlook.
I definitely just pressed the reset button on my life.
And I love that, and I want to talk about it because I feel like, I was going to tell you, I feel like you've been radiating, like, I can see just, like, joy. Like, you look...
Oh, good.
Like, I was watching your live video, and it was, like, seriously, I was just, like, smiling. I was totally, like, busy doing dishes, and you asked me to join the live, and I was like, no. But anyways, I was just want to tell you, like, you really have been, like, it's very clear that, like, you're being the most... You're, like, you're you, and you're confident in you now.
Yeah.
And, like, you're happy.
I feel very unfiltered, very sincere.
Yeah.
And very, very forward about everything that I'm feeling and... doing, and
yeah,
like I'm doing it in my new music. I'm working on my
album. I know now. That makes me happy.
And so yeah, it's like I'm taking risks in this. It's like I'm actually using like he pronouns now, which is cool. Like,
uh-huh.
If a song's about a guy, it's not like I have to be restricted to use,
just
and
own
cheese
it,
and you know, yeah, exactly.
You have to. I feel like I recently kind of came to the place that you have come to, where I'm just like, I'm just owning whatever. Like, I'm crazy, I'm weird, I'm a goof, I've done crazy stuff, I'm a goof, and I just, like, I feel like I used to, like, oh, someone, like, of authority, I'm gonna, like, be scared, like, I'm just gonna, like, be like, hi, I'm Heather, like, now I'm just like, hey, what's up, I'm Heather, do you like me, cool, if not, I don't care, like, I've just gotten to that point where I'm just like, screw everything, and for some reason, life is really working out now that happened, don't you feel like that?
Oh, absolutely,
it's like crazy.
After I pressed reset, I, like, like I said before, I dyed my hair.
Yeah.
And I archived a lot of my photos on Instagram. I just, I was looking at my life from a perspective that was just, like, exhausted.
Yes.
I was exhausted.
And you cared about what other people thought about you. And it was, like, but then you, like, had, you're, like, wait, this doesn't even matter.
No, it doesn't. What matters is what makes me happy.
Yeah.
at the end of the day, the people that I was trying to please so much were not making me happy.
Yeah.
They were making me feel isolated. They were making me feel like I wasn't good enough or like I was doing something wrong when really I wasn't. Like if they don't if they don't want to have me around, then they don't deserve to have me around. And I feel like and I honestly, it's been crazy because since changing the way that I look at things, they've been coming back around. And quite frankly, I don't want them around.
Yeah.
Like I don't want that to be put back in that place. Yeah. And also I've met a lot of amazing people who have been coming back around into my life, who I haven't seen in a really long time, but our paths crossed again. And now I feel very happy and healthy, and I'm falling for someone, and that's really
it's
nice.
It's exciting.
And it's yeah.
To life have those feelings. Time. Yeah. I feel like, I've recently been like kind of, I don't know, I guess I feel like I've come to this new place where I'm just like owning whatever the person I am. And I'm like, you either like me or you don't. And if you don't, whatever, I don't care. Like,
yeah,
I'm surrounded by so much love. It's like, if you're going to bring negativity or like, if you're not bringing something to my life, then you're taking away from my life and I don't need you.
Absolutely.
And I think the hardest part for me though, has been cutting out those people who are like negative energy, I guess.
Well, it's hard.
So how do you think you like are handling that?
Cutting those people out?
Yeah, like, to me, that's really hard for me.
Well, it was really, really difficult. Like, just because there is that feeling of isolation. And I'm a very social person, so, like, I like having company around, whether it's just one person or whether it's, like, a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think what's really important is understanding the value of quality over quantity.
Yeah.
And I think when you start to look at the people that you surround yourself with and realize that they're not of good quality, and you acknowledge that and you kind of take the steps to like step back,
mm-hmm.
you find that your mind kind of resets and therefore your energy also resets.
It's true.
And it, like whatever you put out into the universe, I'm a firm believer, is what you get back.
Yeah.
And I think that even though it might be terrible and suck in the moment, it'll definitely come back around and be much better. Like, you take yourself out of a negative situation and put yourself in a positive mindset, those positive people will come back to you.
Yeah. I think for me, it's been like finding, like, I feel like I'm the friend who, like, I'm so like, when I have a friend who's like going through something awesome or like whatever it is, I'm like so excited for everything that happens in my friend's life. And I feel like I always like try to like support them and be there for them. And like, and then I've been realizing kind of people in my life who like, they don't do that. And they don't do that. I'm being nice saying maybe.
Yeah.
They don't do that. And I'm like, you know what? Like, as hard as it is to let you go, because I feel like you almost need someone in your life that's like like that towards you, and I don't know if you have that otherwise. Like, for me, I need to let you go. I'll always like be there, but I can't be there like I was.
Like, you have been. No, because it's like, my friend Jessa once told me when I was really, really, like, younger, she was like, you only have so much emotional energy to expend in a day.
Yeah.
And, like, when so much of that emotional energy is expended and, like, put towards people who just suck it out of you. And to the point where you don't have any left for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and you're not getting anything back in return. It's almost like, well, shit. Like,
Yeah.
Like, then you feel drained and you don't feel motivated and you don't feel positive anymore. You should consistently try and work to surround yourself with people who build you up and make you feel good about it.
Yeah, I've definitely been doing that. And there's been, like, little points where I'll feel, like, a little bit, like, lonely. Like, oh, I used to call that person during this time. But, like, it's been so crazy watching, like just, like, trusting God that, like, even though I'm having to cut people out, it's, like, all of a sudden I'm being also brought in, all these like amazing people are coming into my life, and I'm like, wow, like, yeah, I would have never, you know. But it's just like so crazy when you just like reset kind of the way you look at life, all these things start,
your perspective changes for
It does. And it's just
and the perspective of other people, like the way that they perceive you changes as well, because your aura just,
and so like with social media, because I like to talk about, because I know that's like, it's like literally everyone's life now,
it's
right?
It's terrible.
And we both come from industries where it's important.
It's important.
And so what have you done, do you feel like, to like kind of show the most you? Because I feel like for me, I've been trying to like like, social media is a thing. I need to accept it, whatever. But, like, how can I make it the most me? And I've been trying to, like, not post things that I think are cool, but, like, post things that I think are cool. And if you don't like it, it's okay.
Yeah, and...
But also, like, even stories, I'm like, I'll just show my goofy self, whatever.
Do it.
Whatevs.
You know, I did this thing for a really long time that I was friends with a bunch of people who... Like, not that it's anything bad because it's their choice and I love them.
Yeah.
But, like, where their entire brand is them sexualizing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, if that's what they want to do, that's great. And I, like, I can't talk either because I myself started doing it. Like, mm-hmm. I was sexualizing myself because I thought that that's what I needed to do because sex sells and...
Yeah.
And, yeah. And you know what? Like, that was my choice. Like, I wanted to do that.
Yeah.
It wasn't me, like, trying
to get the kind of attention,
like, bad kind of attention. It was me just trying to, like, do what I thought was right for my quote-unquote brand.
Yeah.
Because in this industry, we are not people. We are brands. I'm such an influencer.
He is, though.
But, yeah, no. So, when I pressed reset... And I dyed my hair brown. And I go back to dyeing my hair brown because I literally felt like I kind of changed my persona. And
sort of I love it. Like, I don't know. I think this is just...
Thank you.
I love it.
I do too.
I don't know if you can go back. Just kidding. You look good no matter what, but, like, I really am a fan of this.
Everybody is. I think it went from, like, when I switched it and I went from blonde to brown, it made everybody kind of look at me more like an adult because it's a very... It matured my face,
yeah.
I think. But... Yeah, basically when I looked at my Instagram, I was scrolling through my Instagram and I was like, I did a underwear campaign and I was posting photos of myself shirtless excessively, like, and just like everything was a selfie of my face and like selfies are fine.
Yeah.
Like, everybody loves a good selfie.
Yeah.
But like when it's excessive to the point where it's like, you're not doing it because you think you look good anymore, but you're doing it because you need to be told that you look good.
Yeah.
Or you're doing it because you're trying to get an attention.
Another person. Yeah, like I'm gonna post this so that so and so will see it and then be like, oh,
exactly.
Dang it, I missed out on that one.
And that was so much. Yeah, no, literally. And that was what my Instagram page was for a minute. And so I kind of archived everything that wasn't that and kept up all of the like professional photo shoots that I've done with people and like stuff where I felt like I looked genuinely good and like stuff that made me happy to see. And I went from having almost 2,000 posts to 25.
Really? 25. You did that much of, like,
that
a cleanse?
Much of a cleanse. Shoot. I went back to when I was 16 and just...
Oh, God. See, I have, like, all my pick stitches still up. Like, back when, like, borders were cool. Like, I have all those things still up. I should probably delete those. But then I kind of like to, like, go back and be like, hee-hee, that was
you
in
can just
during that time.
You can just archive them. So they're
That's
not,
a thing?
Yeah, you go and you, like, click on the triple button on the side of the photo. You
Wait, press for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can still go back and
Wow, we are learning stuff on this podcast.
Yeah, I can go back and make all those photos active again if I really
Hold
wanted
up.
To.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go do that, like, right after this. Right after this.
Brilliant.
I'm going to go archive everything.
Archive.
Literally.
Pull a Drew. Take down your entire social
I'm not
media.
Even kidding. I need to do a lot of archiving.
Yeah.
See, I kept up all the boyfriends that I've had because I look at it as like a timeline of life kind of thing. Where I'm like, oh, that's when I dated that person.
That's the Bob face.
Yeah, that's the Bob face. Exactly. That's what I do.
I hope Bob's not face.
Okay, so since you have dated guys, girls, everything.
All of the above.
Can you like give us like compare and contrast, I don't know, like some scoop? Between guy and girl minds, like what's the difference, do you think?
So it's funny. I was raised by a single mother pretty much my entire life, and I have a younger
and you
sister.
Turned out amazing.
Thank
so
you. But I have a younger sister too, and so part of me, I used to get made fun of it all the time because I would relate to girls more, not necessarily because I felt like I was a girl, but because I just understood the mindset of a female, and I quite frankly, I didn't respect men. My father figures and throughout my entire life, like, put a bad taste in my mouth towards men. And so, like, I feel like when I date women, it flip-flops. Some days I like girls, some days I like guys more. That's like, it's true, like, pansexuality.
Mm-hmm.
And people are consistently like, what's the difference between pansexual and bisexual? It's like, it's a very faint line, but if you look up the terms, they can give you a more detailed description. Yeah. I'm not a dictionary.
Google it, guys.
Google it. Google's a thing. Yes. But yeah, no. So I'd say, like, when I date a woman, I can relate to her more.
Uh-huh.
Like, I understand a little bit more about what she's going through, about what she's feeling, the way that her mind and hormones work. Because I personally feel like sometimes I have more estrogen in my pumping through my body than I do testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily a turn on for a lot of women, which is why I don't date a lot of women, unfortunately, because mm-hmm. like, they talk to me and I automatically register as, oh, he's my gay best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, he's just a really good friend. And that's all I was for a while, which is why I really started exploring dating men in the first place. It was because it was like, well, shit. Like, and also I'm attracted to guys. So
okay.
it was a completely different dynamic. But when I date a guy, it's almost like that feeling of danger and mystery that every girl can really relate to, and yeah. every guy who is interested in guys. Like, I feel like you go through, like, you meet a guy and you don't necessarily know what they're thinking, and because guys,
it's the worst.
The honest truth about guys is guys are so simplistically simple. Like, the way that they think is simple, the way that they act is simple. Like, they, like, we try and pretend, like, oh my gosh, what is all this rattling?
The mailman comes.
Girls and guys, too, think that, like, by doing certain actions and, like, throwing certain hints that guys are just gonna get it. They won't get it.
Oh, unless shoot, you're speaking to me right now.
Yeah, unless you communicate.
Okay, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah, you have to communicate what you're feeling and what you're thinking.
I know, I'm going to do it on Sunday, okay?
Oh, is there a story for Drew to tell Drew?
Maybe. I'm going to just straight up ask a guy out on Sunday.
Do it.
I talked about it in my last podcast, and I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I'm bold now. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's.
But I've been really confusing. But so is he. So it's just like.
Sounds like we're both.
I'm just going to go straight up. I'm just going to be like, yo. Is that a good start?
Yeah, sure. I mean, if he likes you, my friend
already got really mad at me because I already called him, like, dude and stuff, and she was like, Heather, you don't say that.
When people that I'm seeing call me dude.
But that's, like, how I talk. I'm like, dude, like, yeah, like, I'm down. And then she's like, that's so friend, Heather. I'm like,
that
really?
That is so friend zone.
I know. I already ruined it. But, like, I'm going to reset it.
If you...
reset it.
I know. I already ruined
and then
it.
And I'm going to start it out with, yo, dude, do you want to come? I'm going to commit to it.
No, but do it. Like,
I'm going to... Yeah, I'm going to be straight up because I have to be at this point.
Yeah. Like, he's... Like I said, especially straight men. Like, straight men are so simple. Like,
I know.
They can't pick up a sign for shit. I can... Because, like I said...
Because you're a decoder.
Well, like...
And a genius dater.
I've been around my mom through every relationship she's had since she had me, mm-hmm. and there have been a few.
Yeah.
Like, not that it's a bad thing at all, but, like, I know how that works. And then I also have girlfriends, and I have my baby sister, not that she's dating anybody.
Not that she's dating anybody, she better not be...
No, if she were, she would tell me. I think because we're really super close, like, yeah. She would tell me. But yeah, no, I think
guys are simple. Girls are
a little bit more complex.
A trip.
Yeah, girls can be a little bit of a trip. But, like, at the same time, if you have a true connection with each other, then, like, at the end of the day, that's all that really matters.
So, ladies, just go for it.
Ladies, go for it.
Men, just enjoy the ride.
But also put in a little bit of effort.
Yeah, put in a
little... Put in more effort.
Actually, though, please put in effort.
And guys, like, just don't be douchey about it. Like, you might think that being douchey and, like, being, like, a little cocky is what turns girls on. I mean...
Turn off from Heather.
I mean, I actually, my type has
Drew been likes it. You can't endorse this. Don't tell them.
I know. My type has been douchebag for forever, though.
Okay.
But honestly, I've dated enough douchebags to know that this one guy who I'm currently kind of talking to, who is not a douchebag,
good.
Is, like, my everything. Okay. So
yeah. Stop being cute. All right. Since we have a lot of boys who actually listen to my podcast, boys, this is coming from Heather. Don't be douchey. Be nice to us girls. We're very sweet.
Yeah.
You just have to, like, when we get a little bit crazy sometimes, you just have to, like, ride it out, okay? Just, like, give us a second.
Tell them that they're right.
Tell, yes. Oh, my God. That's the best thing.
Uh-huh.
If you just say...
You don't even have to say you're right. You have to just go... Mm-hmm.
You can get exactly what you want. Just tell us we're right. And then we'll move on. And we'll be okay.
The word okay is great.
Like, okay. Just say, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, you're right.
For sure.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Totally. And then it's... We're good.
And then you're...
You'll get what you want, and we'll get what we want.
And what is it that they want?
And it'll all be a happy, a normal, cool, chill girl. You just gotta let us go through those little times of being a little cray. Yeah. I actually am, like, not that crazy. After talking myself up to be really crazy. I'm She's actually, not. Like...
I've known Heather for, like...
I'm actually, ever. Unfortunately, like, it's, like, guys who I do date get actually extra annoyed that I don't go crazy. And, like, they, like, are like, why aren't you jealous right now? I'm like, because I don't care. Like, because I trust I you.
And that's why guys and like then, me so much.
You, well, no. That, hence why I'm single. Heartbreak guys like Heather. Me so much.
Heartbreak Heather.
I am Heartbreak Heather. Did you listen to one of my other podcasts?
No, you told me this.
I'm sure I told you that. Okay, guys, so the challenge for this week is archive everything.
Archive
let's just start the archive revolution. Let's just, like, cleanse reset. Our lives. Press reset the reset lives.
Button.
Press the reset button on your life. Be the you that you are. Be the embrace the weird. Hashtag work the weird.
Slay.
Do you wanna add another hashtag slay?
Hashtag slay.
Hashtag
Hashtag slay your own life.
Hashtag be your own Beyonce.
Yes. Yes.
Hashtag yes.
Beyonce. Hashtag yes.
Yes. Okay, everyone. That's another week of Tea Talks with Heather. Make today awesome. If it's not already awesome, then guess what? You have the power to do it. And I'm getting really motivational. And have a great day.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys.